Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. Chapter 1 of Code Blue in the White House. What successful presidents sell voters to win elections? Chapter 1. WIFM, the station everyone listens to. Don't you? Call me old-fashioned or call me cynical. Either way, for those who know what radio is, and even for those modern techies who haven't heard of or ever seen a radio, everyone listens to the radio station with the call letters WIFM. WIFM. Now, you might be thinking, WIFM, I don't listen to that. I have never even heard of it. Shortly, you will see that, in fact, you do listen to that station even if you don't remember. In fact, not only do you listen to it, but you identify with it and groove along with it more often than you think. So sorry, you have forgotten or just not been aware of it. WIFM. We will get back to that shortly, but now for a little background. For those who do not know, the call letters for radio and television stations in the United States are all four letters long. They also have a frequency number that they are associated with. This is whether you are listening on the AM or the FM dials. On the West Coast, like in California where I live, the stations are named KFOG, KQED, KJAZ, etc. On the East Coast, they are WALW, WISH, WXZZ, etc. WISH, WISH, is a station in Indianapolis which I know of because I grew up in Indianapolis, so of course, I remember that call sign. So, in short, the ones east of the Mississippi start with a W, and the ones west of the Mississippi start with a K. So, maybe you'd never been east of the Mississippi, so you didn't know that there was a WIFM, even though you listened to it. I insist. So, what about this radio station WIFM that I talk of, claiming that it is the radio station we all listen to? Well, I first heard about this radio station at a business networking group I used to be part of many years ago. And the pronouncement that everyone listens to it was made by Gary Buffin. Each of us other networking members was looking at each other and were saying, I don't listen to that, do you? Just like you are saying to yourself as well right now. But hear me out, and you might change your mind. You might find that you do listen to WIFM. What's in it for me? Let me repeat that. What's in it for me? WIFM. Now, do you think that you listen to it? Now, this may be a little cynical, as I said previously, but I think it is quite true because of our makeup as humans. There are many, many times we are trying to figure out and decide, if I do this, or if I do that, or if I buy this, or if I buy that, we think, what's in it for me? At a fundamental survival level. Although perhaps we are unaware of it because it happens at such an unconscious level in our brain. I think you will agree that we don't buy food because we don't like how it tastes. We don't buy food for purely altruistic purposes. Even when we buy or acquire food for others, for the greater good, there is still the thought, what tastes good to me? Or, this would taste good for my family. The collective we still includes me by definition. Or maybe we also buy something as a gift for someone else. We are thinking, actually talking to ourselves inside our head, maybe this would make a good gift for... dot, dot, dot. We think of the other person in choosing it. Somewhere deep inside, we want the other person to enjoy it. And we get some satisfaction from that as well. we feel good about thinking about someone else we are giving the gift to. Even though we are thinking about others, there is still at least a little WIFM in the gift giving, and thus in everything we do. So, when we realize and accept that premise that we humans all listen to WIFM at least part of the day, it is logical to say that politicians who want to sell themselves to us have to know this concept as well. The politicians and candidates will try to figure out how to address the self-serving interests of the voter. Self-serving interest being the focus of WIFM. Voters listen to programs other than WIFM. Politicians also have to know what other stations the voters listen to so they can craft their message to speak to those issues also. Many radio stations have a predominant theme. Talk radio is particularly powerful and targeted. The talk radio show host is talking to the listener, just like the person is talking to themselves in their own head. People often like to listen to opinions similar to their own. There are also a few people who like to listen to other viewpoints just to challenge their own assumptions or for intellectual stimulation. But mostly, people want to listen to people saying what they already believe. So, what are some of the talk radio show themes? Religious talk radio, conservative talk radio, liberal talk radio, left-wing talk radio, social justice talk radio, local city council talk radio, cultural talk radio, car talk, etc. Now, it is true that politicians, being like all other human beings in certain ways, also listen to WIFM. So, if you are a voter, perhaps you will want to consider the question, how much does the candidate or politician listen to WIFM? In other words, how self-serving is this candidate? How much are they just thinking about what they can get out of running for office? And how much are they doing it for service, for the honor of being a public servant? Is the presidential candidate saying in words, actions, and history, it's all about me, me, me? Are they all about image? Are they all about themselves or about the team? People hear a lot of lip service about people wanting a government-paid or government-salary job because they want to go into public service. It often has to do more with hoping to get a lifetime job with a pension plan that really doesn't exist in any private industry much anymore than it does with actually serving the public. Don't get me wrong. There are those in government jobs who try to do a good job for the people who are paying their salary. But when it comes to career politicians or business person turned politician, I have to think that they are there to get whatever they can get out of it. What can they get out of it, you are pondering, I hope. By being President of the United States of America, besides riding around on Air Force One, besides being in the upper 0.5% of the population's salary, guaranteed for life, full medical insurance benefits for life, bodyguards for life, and ready-made, instant-demand, set-up-for-million-dollar speeches? Like lots of power? Like lots of new connections with important people all around the world who wouldn't give them the time of the day just as a business person? Being President of the United States? Now, that is a phone call most people would pick up on, or at least return if they got a phone message. So, in summary, voters need to know about WIFM and figure out where the candidates stand on this. If you are voting to improve your own life, or the life of your family members, or of your community, state, city, country, or even the world, you have to make this assessment. Because, if for no other reason, The presidential candidates are for sure trying to be the WIFM station you are listening to. Because everyone is listening to WIFM every day. We will be talking a bit more about this WIFM concept later, when we're talking about personality types and talking about speech writers for politicians and the politicians themselves. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House, The Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website www.codebluein-the-white-house.com. That's codebluein-the-white-house.com. And continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.